Dr. Pensky dictating a mail. I'm in Daniel D'Amato, D-A-M-A-T-O. Daniel D'Amato is a 67-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8/24/22. Appeared on that occasion. He was stepping off of a ladder backwards and felt pain in his right foot. For the next day, his foot was swollen. Appeared he did not indicate whether he went to an emergency room afterwards. Appeared he is unaware of his final diagnosis. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared he stated after wearing the boot for his right foot, he started having problems in his left hip. Appeared he was diagnosed with bursitis by Dr. DeVenero. Period. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. D'Amato alleged on and put this in bold, we actually do not have the claim petitions in the chart that I can find, nor his first report of injury. Paired the first records, I found the claim petition. He alleged he was stepping backwards off of a ladder on 8/24/22, injuring his right foot and ankle. Paired the first medical documentation I have received is a visit with podiatrist Dr. Karanjaya, K-A-R-A-N-J-I-A, on 11/10/22. Appeared he reported he was started therapy that had not been approved until 10/28/22 and had minimal improvement. Appeared he had been diagnosed with right Achilles tendonitis and had no new complaints. Appeared he was given instructions to continue with the boot and advised against doing any type of high-impact aerobic activity. Period. He did undergo an MRI of the ankle on 6/26/23. Period. It showed attenuation of the anterior talofibular ligament, consistent with sequela of chronic injury. Period. There was scar thickening of the anterior tibiofibular syndesmotic ligament, related to chronic ankle sprain. Appeared there was well-corticated ossific fragment at the anterior process of the calcaneus. Period. He returned to Dr. Karanjaya to review these results on 12/2/22. Period. It showed Achilles tendinopathy with calcanea edema. Period. On exam, there was discrete tenderness along the distal third of the right Achilles tendon to its insertion. But he was then referred to Dr. Sullivan for a 10X, T-E-N-E-X consultation. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. DeVenero on 1/2/24, stating his right ankle was feeling better. Period. He had an FCE as well. Period. Dr. DeVenero wrote he qualified for a medium physical demand category of work. Period. His final diagnoses were acute right ankle pain, comma, right Achilles tendonitis, comma, left hip pain, comma, and left hip trochanteric bursitis. Period. He deemed Mr. D'Amato had reached a treatment plateau and maximum medical improvement. Period. The MRI of the right ankle was previously done on 11/22/22 at the referral of Dr. Karanjaya. There was distal Achilles enthesiopathy with mild insertional tendinopathy and regional soft tissue edema. Appeared he had mild edema involving the adjacent posterior calcaneus, comma, likely inflammatory. but there was no fracture or ligamentous injury identified. Brady did participate in the FCE on 12-1-23. It determined he did not perform the FCE with maximum effort. But nevertheless, he was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category at a minimum. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. At the right great toe, palpation and flexion elicited tenderness that he attributed to injuring on a ladder years ago. Period. There was moderate tenderness palpation at the left ankle, lateral and medial malleolus, comma posterior heel, and Achilles tendon juncture. Period. The rest of that is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He was able to bounce up and down on his toes and perform a figure of eight pattern. Brady could stand independently on one foot and perform heel lifts with it, but was unable to hop on it. Brady's inspection revealed a midline 3-inch longitudinal scar, but preserved low dotted curve. Period. He was tender at the left graded trochanter, but not the left. Period. The rest of that is normal impressions. 1-8-24-22, Daniel D'Amato stepped down from a ladder and injured his right ankle, period. He may have been seen at urgent care afterwards, period. He followed up with podiatrist Dr. Karen Jaya on 11-10-22, period. He diagnosed Achilles tendonitis and ordered an MRI. Period. This was done as noted above. Period. New paragraph. He participated in physical therapy. Period. He had a second MRI on 6-26-23 as noted above. Period. He was also seen by Dr. DiRonero on 1-2-24. Period. By then he had an FCE and was discharged at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Mr. D'Amato found that he ambulated without Intellia or use of an assistive device. Period. There was no swelling of the right foot or ankle. Period. He does have tenderness to palpation about the right great toe and with flexion that he attributed to a ladder injury years ago. Period. He could walk on his heels and toes. Period. Incidentally noted was a heel lumbar spine scar that he attributed to surgery in 1997. But he also previously sustained compound, what he describes as compressed fractures to the thoracic spine at T2 and T3 in 2002. Period. Overall, he feels better than when his symptoms first began. Period. He has been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. End.